Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ken Phillips. He's a new friend, co-founder, executive director of Independent Contractors of Australia. He's in the United States. He's here from Australia learning about our tax system, learning about ideas on how to reform our tax system. Ken, thanks again for being here. Folks, he says we have the accent, not him. Hey, Ken, welcome again to America. What have you learned about reforming the tax system from our most recent reforming attempts to take back with you?
Yes, well, people, I think, will be surprised, and we're even surprised in Australia, the extent to which the Australian Taxation Office really treat small businesses and people generally extremely badly.
Why?
We have a system.
Why is that?
The taxpayer, the tax commissioner, we call the tax commissioner a tax dictator.
Yeah.
And that's not being silly. That's an accurate description of the law. So when the tax commissioner or the taxation office does a assessment, that and says, look, you owe X amount of money, that assessment becomes a debt owed at law.
Wow.
Immediately, and the taxation office have the power to immediately take that money. They can raid your bank account and remove the money from your bank account, appeal before you...
Wow. Without appeal.
Anything. And patients, that's exactly what they... And though... That's the power that they have. Now, they say, of course, oh, look, we're reasonable and we're fair and all this sort of stuff. But there are a large number of occasions where it's quite obvious that they use their power to oppress and act as a dictator. We keep referring to them as effectively we have a Communist Party of China operating inside our tax system.
Sometimes American small businesses feel that way about the IRS, but I don't think it is as bad as you're describing. What are the tax rates on a small business right now? If you're a successful small business, what are the different layers of taxes you pay?
You pay a income tax,
yeah,
which sits at around about probably averaging for the average sort of income around about sort of 20%, between 20 and 25% if you take it from $1, but it's a graduated scale such as you have here. That's a federal tax. Then on top of that, we have a goods and services tax, a VAT. Then we have...
How much is the
VAT?
How much is the VAT?
Payroll tax. A VAT, yes.
How much?
Value-added tax, which is 10%.
10%?
10%. Yeah. And they're the main two taxes. The income tax collects in the order of sort of 60% of the Commonwealth revenue. So it's the big one. It's the really big one. Yeah.
Is there a sales tax in addition to VAT tax?
No.
Okay,
no,
so that is essentially the sales tax. What about property taxes, use taxes, professional fees? What about those things?
Well, the property tax is not on your house, so there's no property tax on your house, but you pay rates and council rates and so forth. But if you've got property above a certain limit other than your house, you then start paying quite hefty property taxes on those. Not as bad as from what I can gather at the places like, say, New York, where
yeah,
I have a
right.
Property taxes are sky high, but not as bad as places like that, yeah.
What about car taxes? The reason I'm bringing that up in Denmark, whatever your initial licensing for your when you buy a new car in Denmark, you pay basically the price of the car in taxes. What's it like in Australia?
Quite reasonable. We're a very low tariff country. We're very exposed to international competition, and we're very robust in that respect. We did have taxes on cars because we had a domestic car manufacturing sector which was highly inefficient, and those tariffs were removed and subsidies were removed, and the car industry collapsed. Frankly, right. I think so it should. If it can't be efficient internationally, it should. So the any taxes on cars, the VAT tax is on the car, and then you pay registration and insurance.
So you're saying there's a 10%, if you buy a new car, there's a 10% VAT tax on the car?
Correct, yes.
Wow. That's pretty expensive. In America, it's usually around 2%.
Right.
So...
Yeah, our taxes are higher than they should be.
Are there state individual state taxes like Queensland tax have its own tax or anything like that?
All of the VAT tax goes to the states.
Right.
So it's a tax administered by the Commonwealth, but the money goes to the states.
Where
it's
the rise
their largest
goes out
source
the state,
of income.
Yeah. Okay.
But then they have taxes on property right. transactions, which are very high, on gambling, which is quite high, all those sorts of other things.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to ask Ken to tell us what he hopes to take back with him and what he hopes to accomplish in Australia that he's learned from us. How about that, folks? Somebody would learn from us on how to reform taxes. That's almost funny, isn't it? Quick break, Tintail, right back with Ken Phillips. He's with the Independent Contractors of Australia, our good friends down under. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.